There's been another warning from the United Nations about the deteriorating situation in Gaza, which it has described as hellish. As its army continues to push south, Israel has ordered the evacuation of a fifth of the city of Khan Yunis. But the UN says about 80% of Gaza's population is already displaced and people are running out of places to go. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization has renewed its call for the protection of hospitals, staff and patients. WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier joins us now on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Rachel.
Throughout this conflict, there has been controversy and concern about the situation in Gaza's hospitals. At the moment, how many of those hospitals are in use?
Yeah, in use is already nearly a euphemism, because there are 12 hospitals in the south that are partially functioning. And they're serving as the backbone of the system of something which used to have 36 hospitals. So that's a third of the hospitals. Because three are still partially functioning in the north. But partially means really that some of them just have one ward instead of a whole hospital left. And in the south, again, which used to be called the safe zone and where people were advised to go, now, again, 12 hospitals are operational with a total bed capacity of some 1,200 patients. And we used to have about 3,500, 3,600 beds in Gaza. But with the needs, with the bombings, with the wounds, with the injuries, we need many more than those 3,500. So 1,200 beds are absolutely not enough.
So at the moment then, how are your workers in Gaza coping? Because they've been going through this for almost 2 months now.
Yes, we're unfortunately reaching the 2 month mark very soon, and it's a terrible scenario, because also the workers cannot be relieved. So they've been working, as you said, 2 months straight on, facing every day the challenge of triaging the patients, of treating patients on the floor in hospitals, wading between those who lie on the floors in hospitals, those who are sheltering there. We have first-hand account yesterday again with a team who managed to visit the Nasser Medical Hospital, which used to have 350 beds. Now it's at least 700 patients, and again, people sheltering on the floors. Absolutely unhygienic situation, so nobody is even safe in a hospital anymore, let alone out anywhere in Gaza.
Israel says it's doing everything it can to limit civilian casualties, and that its target in all of this is Hamas.
The situation is, as we're seeing it, it's been a blanket bombardment, blanket attacks, as even President Biden called them, indiscriminate attacks. We fear that the same scenario that happened in the north is now taking place against in the south. First shelling hospitals, shelling water, living quarters, shelling the shelters, attacking, giving evacuation orders to the people to move even further down south. We have people who have been replaced already two times now. They first moved from the north to Gaza City, then from Gaza City to Khan Yunis. Now from Khan Yunis, where should they go? It's a dense population. It's a dense living quarters. The city is an absolute cramped situation. So fighting in there is definitely not easy. I'm not suggesting that. And I'm not a military strategist. But there can be more for the people in Gaza. There can be done more. And peace is the only solution right now. There are too many civilian casualties who have absolutely nothing to do with this war. Every 10 minutes a child dies. 70% of the victims are women and children. This is absolutely unacceptable.
Can we talk about this disagreement between Israel and the World Health Organization over two medical warehouses? Now, you've said that you were told to remove supplies from those warehouses because Israel said that it wouldn't be possible to access them because of the ongoing military campaign. But Israel denies that this was the case. It says no such order was given.
I think the issue is about the word order here. We were told there's a communication about being strongly advised to relocate from a warehouse in around Khan Yunis because it may face collateral damage, as the area will come under heavy fighting or is being considered a military operation zone. Now, you can interpret that language whether this is an order or a strong advice or a friendly hint. The matter of the fact is that it's removing urgently needed medical equipment to a place where we don't even know where to, because there is no other solution for it unless you move it out of Gaza. If you move it out of Gaza, how do you bring it back in for supplies inside Gaza? So it's a bit of a semantic discussion what the wording was. The fact is, it's depriving the people in Gaza of the urgently needed medical supplies, which are anyway way from being enough.
So as things stand then, are those supplies still in the two warehouses?
To what I've been told this morning, and just actually an hour ago, is they have started moving it already throughout the night, because the order or the strong advice was given yesterday around noontime. So time is running out. They are working on removing. We haven't received information where it could go to. Again, out of Gaza is one of the options, but it's not yet clear where things are going.
Christian Lindmar of the World Health Organization, thank you for talking to us this morning.